Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Hi there. So I'm coming to you at the studio today, very late. It's Wednesday and I have had family here. So first family I've seen in a year, Michael's sister and his and her family. It was lovely having some family here, but like just exhausted and also hadn't had the space to go and create. So I had it record an episode last week when I was really feeling very heated around, you know, this idea of censorship, but also the lack of context that I see when people are sharing stuff on social media and how concerning it is. But it kind of got to feel, I don't know, I listened to a bit of it and it just felt like a real, like me on my high horse. So I thought, no, that's not really what I want to be sharing right now. So I thought I'd have another crack, which is rare, but it does happen from time to time. Last week I did my voice bio and I spoke a lot about what, you know, I guess my voice's story, where it started, how I've grown and developed it and all the hurdles that I guess, and not even all, like what I was really fascinated when I listened back to that episode was like how much was left out. There was a lot that I didn't even cover about why voice is important to me. You know, just briefly, when I was in my teens, I was really terrible at speaking up. And there were plenty of times where I put myself in real danger because I was too afraid to upset someone, to say no to things. You know, so the voice and just sharing that really made me realize how heavily laden our voice is with story. As I mentioned in that episode, I'm studying voice at the moment and I'm studying a theory, I guess, or a practice called the five element voice, or the five elements of voice. And it's really exploring the depths and the heights of your voice because, like, the whole theory behind it is you can't change your voice without your life coming along for the ride. And I definitely found that to be the case when I started exploring my own voice 10, 12 years ago on the beach running with the video camera in my hand. And, you know, as my voice has changed, I really have gone along for the ride. It has been a personal development journey, you know, like no other. Particularly when I started to explore my singing voice. Wow, do we often have a lot of baggage around that? And so I've been diving into this, my voice lately, and I'll probably be talking about it and creativity a lot more because these are the areas that I want to really focus on this year. I think I mentioned in one of the episodes earlier in January that, you know, this is the year I really want to focus on being able to be present in my creativity and in my expression. And so this course is giving me an opportunity to explore my voice, but it's also raising a lot of questions for me. So even just today we had our first group call and part of it was to next time we meet, we have to share someone. Like, you know, there's a lot of work around history and ancestry, which is actually an area where I struggle a lot with, mostly because, and you know, I am so aware of my privilege here and so it feels really interesting and uncomfortable to say this, but I've always felt a bit displaced and like I don't really connect to my ancestry. In that it's not something that I've ever felt very proud of in terms of, you know, I remember, and this is not, my history is not American, but it's a similar, it's colonialism, right? You know, I remember doing a jigsaw puzzle during COVID, and it was all the, you know, about American Federation, really. It was all the presidents, and the whole picture was really quite depressing. Around the edge was every single president, and not even Obama was in it. So it was like 100% white men. There was not a woman, I don't think, on there at all. And it was a lot of war. And when I think about ancestry, like that's what I've had access to. It actually makes me really emotional, because there is a lot of shame that I feel around my ancestry. When I was asked just to think about who are the voices behind me, I found it quite difficult. You know, well, actually, the first person that popped into my head was my grandfather, and he fought in Kokoda. And, you know, he was shot in the ass and basically had to drag himself back to camp for help. And he dragged himself, rubbed all the skin off the front of his body, all the skin off the back of his body. And he rarely talked about war. He also had motor neuron disease in his later life. So his voice was really impacted by motor neuron. So he didn't really have the capacity to communicate very well. But one of the things that he did say was, like, you know, his kind of life motto was just kind of keep going. And I feel like sometimes that's, you know, I feel sad that that is the ancestry behind me, because the war was something that broke my grandfather too. And I feel like it's something that breaks a lot of men. You know, and I feel like we're just in a really wounded time at the moment. Yesterday was Australia Day, and so whenever Australia Day comes around, there is this element of me where I feel very torn, because I feel so grateful to live in Australia, and I feel very grateful for the privilege that living here has afforded me. And I also feel deeply saddened by the atrocious history when it comes to our First Nations people. And so, you know, there's just a lot of mixed emotions for me. And ancestry, it's just such an interesting thing to explore. You know, if I think about it further, if I think about women and their voices and how we have been oppressed, you know, even as white women, there is a level of privilege, but there has also been a great level of oppression throughout the years. And is that the ancestry that drives me to work around, you know, showing women how to show up and speak up? Is that the ancestry I have behind me? I don't know. I'm going to explore a little bit further. But it's just been really interesting just opening the lid on this stuff for me and diving deeper into voice, you know, into the anatomy of the voice, into how it expresses itself. And how we can transform ourselves through using it. You know, it's such an incredible tool. And I actually had a little note here. Let me just come back to it. Because I did have a couple of questions that I wanted to, I guess, leave you with today. And it's, you know, when I talk about creativity, when I talk about going into a creative process, I always talk about being the observer, just witnessing what's happening to you while you're creating. What are you hearing? What are the things that are coming up for you? Can you just witness what's going on, right? Because witnessing is a big part of changing anything. We have to see it before we can do anything, either accept it then or change it, you know? And so the same happens with our voice. We can approach that in the same way we approach creativity, because all spoken word is expression. It is creativity. The voice is creativity. It is a tool of creation. It is a tool of manifestation. And I don't mean in, you know, in like some esoteric version of it. I mean, it is bringing something that didn't exist before out into being created, a sentence being created, a word being created, sound being created. It's all primal shit that I'm just so fascinated with. And so when it comes to just our voice and the tools that I use for, you know, learning your creative process, that can all come across into our voice. When we're speaking, when we're given the opportunity to speak, just witnessing what's coming up for us. What do we feel about what we've said when we've been invited to speak in terms of, you know, you say you're doing a group program. Speaking of group programs, Frequency is going to be opening up soon. So if you're interested in joining the Podcasters Mastermind, make sure you get in touch with me because it's only going to be open to 7 people and it will be happening in Feb. Side tangent. So, but also part of this, right? Because when we're doing group work, when we're learning in an environment, when we're doing any kind of group work, when we're in space with other people, just, and even when we're not, like, witnessing what the stories are, witnessing what's happening when we're speaking. Do we feel like we've said too much? Do we feel like we missed the opportunity? Do we feel like we jumped in too quickly? Do we feel like we have to wait back until somebody acknowledges us? Like, what is our approach to the way we use our voice? And I guess I just wanted to invite you. You know, this has been a bit of a side tangent and an exploration in ancestry and all that kind of jazz. And if you have thoughts around this stuff, I'd love to hear from you. If you are, you know, a white Australian who feels displaced, I'd love to hear from you. If you think that's fucking pathetic, get over yourself. You know, maybe keep that to yourself. No, all is welcome. But also, like, just an exploration into what actually is happening when you start speaking your truth, when you start creating healthy boundaries for yourself. What are the things that come up when you say no? What are the stories that you hear coming up? When you say yes to something, what are you hearing? You know, when somebody asks you a question, how do you respond? Like, just notice what happens when you speak, because whether or not you love the sound of your own voice or you don't, you know, whether or not you think you're inarticulate, how funny that I stumbled on that one, or not, like, we all have stories around this wonderful instrument that is here to create life in our world, the voice, right? Like, sound is, it is what we are. So interesting stuff. I'll just leave you with those questions. And I would love for you to let me know if this lands and if you start questioning or you start witnessing. It's just about noticing. It's not about judgment. It's not about anything more than just noticing what comes up. Because once we have awareness of things, like I said, we can choose to accept that or we can change it. But until we have that, we're just kind of mindlessly going through life without any awareness. And the awareness is the thing that allows us to transform shit, right? So yeah, that's it from me this week. Until next week, when life will kind of resemble some sense of normality for me. Kid goes back to school on Friday, and I will be back in my regular kind of routine. So there'll less likely be studio last minute episodes recorded, and I'll be back into my regular kind of flow. Until then, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.